the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. Welcome to Storytime with the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. I'm Miss Lisa, librarian at the Columbia Public Library, and I will be your storyteller for today. Today's story is Cinderella, written by Charles Perrault in 1697. Once there was a wealthy man whose wife died, leaving him with one little girl. After some time, hoping to give his daughter a mother's love and care, he married again to a widow with two grown-up daughters. But the second wife was haughty and proud, and the two daughters were even worse. The poor little girl had a very unhappy time with her new relations. The stepsisters were jealous of her because she was very beautiful and they themselves were quite plain. They did everything they could to make her life miserable. And finally, her life became an absolute burden. The little girl was sent to live in the kitchen, where she had to do all the rough and dirty work. And because she was always dressed in rags and sat beside the fireplace, she became known as Cinderella. It happened that the king of the country had one son. He was very anxious that the prince should be married, so he gave a great ball and invited all the ladies in the country to attend. It was to be a splendid affair, lasting for 3 nights, and the people were very eager to be invited to it, because it was known that the prince would be choosing his bride from among the ladies present. Cinderella's stepsisters received invitations, and from that day on they talked of nothing about what would they wear, how would they look. Each of them secretly hoped that she would be chosen as the bride for the prince. When the day came at last, they began to dress for the ball right after breakfast. Poor Cinderella had to help them. They kept her busy all day doing up their hair, running messages, and helping them to lace their fine dresses. When Cinderella saw the beautiful clothes, she said she wished she could go to the ball too. When she asked if she might, they laughed at her. "You go to the ball?" they cried. "What would you do at the ball with your rags and dirty face? Oh, Cinderella, you go back to your seat by the fireplace. That's the place for a little kitchen girl like you." So the two sisters and their mother drove away in the carriage to the king's palace, and Cinderella was left behind. She sat down on the hearth before the kitchen fire and began to cry softly to herself because she was so lonely and miserable. As she sat there in the dusk with the firelight dancing over her and her face in her hands, she heard a voice calling, "Cinderella, Cinderella." With a start, she looked up to see who it could be. There, in front of her, stood an old woman leaning on a stick. She was dressed in a long red cloak, and she wore high-heeled shoes and a tall black hat. Now, where this woman had come from, Cinderella could not imagine. She had not come through the door or the window. Both of them were shut and locked. Cinderella was so surprised to see this woman that she stopped crying and stared at her in astonishment. "Why are you crying?" said the old woman.
My mother and sisters have gone to the ball, and I'm left here all alone," said Cinderella.
"Do you want to go to the ball too?" said the old lady.
"Yes, but I have nothing but rags to wear," sobbed poor Cinderella.
Now, you be a good girl and don't cry any more," said the old woman. "I am your fairy godmother. If you do what I tell you, I believe you will go to the ball after all. Now first, run to the garden and bring me in a pumpkin." Now Cinderella wondered what was she to do with a pumpkin, but she ran into the garden and brought in the biggest pumpkin that she could find. "Next, go get the mouse trap from the cellar," said her godmother. So Cinderella hurried down to get the mouse trap. There were 6 mice in the trap. The old woman harnessed them up to the pumpkin and set a rat on top to be the driver. She added 2 lizards behind them and then waved her hand over everything. The pumpkin turned into a beautiful carriage. The mice were 6 beautiful dapple gray horses. The rat became a stately coachman. And the lizards were footmen with powdered hair and silken stockings. "There you go," said the fairy godmother. "There's your carriage to take you to the ball." "It's beautiful," said Cinderella. "But how can I go to the ball when I have nothing to wear but this?" She touched her raggedy clothes. "Oh, is that all?" said Fairy Godmother. Once again she waved her wand, and Cinderella's rags turned into the most beautiful dress in the world. It shone with gold and silver threads and was covered with costly jewels. In her hair was a circle of pearls, and her feet were shod with the prettiest and daintiest pair of glass slippers that ever were seen. "Now," said the fairy godmother, "now you can go to the ball. But mind you come away before the clock strikes midnight. If you stay beyond that hour, all the splendor will vanish and your dress will turn into rags again." Cinderella promised to obey her godmother's instructions. She climbed into the beautiful carriage. The footman shut the door. The coachman clucked to the horses, and off she went to the ball. When Cinderella arrived, there was a great stir in the palace. Such a lovely face! So costly and rich a dress! Everybody thought this must be some great princess who had arrived from far away foreign lands. Everyone stood back to let her pass, and when the prince caught sight of her, he fell in love with her right on the spot. He danced with her the entire evening, and people knew there was no doubt as to whom he would choose for his bride. But at 11:45, Cinderella remembered her godmother's instructions. She said goodbye to the prince and left. She got back home just as the clock was striking 12. At once, the coachman and the footman turned back into rats and mice. The coach turned into a pumpkin. And when her sisters came home a little bit later, there was Cinderella, dressed in her raggedy old clothes, sitting in her usual spot by the fireplace. Now the two ugly sisters were talking all about the strange and beautiful princess who had come to the ball. They talked all about her the next day, never knowing that all the while that beautiful lady they were discussing was little Cinderella. In the evening after they had gone to the ball on the second night, the fairy godmother made her appearance again. Once more, Cinderella drove to the palace in her carriage. This time she wore an even more gorgeous and beautiful dress. And once again, the prince danced with her throughout the evening. When the third night came, Cinderella was having so much fun that she forgot what her fairy godmother had said, until suddenly she heard the clock beginning to strike 12. She remembered as soon as it finished striking, all of her fine clothes would turn to rags again. So she jumped up quickly and ran out of the room. The prince ran after her, trying to catch her. But Cinderella ran so fast that she left one of her little glass slippers on the floor. The prince picked it up, and this gave Cinderella time to escape. But it was only just in time. As she was crossing the palace yard, the clock finished striking, and immediately her beautiful dress vanished. And there she was, dressed in her old rags again. When the prince came to the palace steps, he saw no sign of the lovely princess. The guards at the gate told him that nobody had gone that way at all except a raggedy little kitchen girl. The prince went back to the ball with only a little glass slipper to remind him of that beautiful lady with whom he was so desperately in love. The next day, the king set out all of his heralds and trumpeters with a proclamation. The prince would marry the lady whose foot the slipper fits. Every single lady in the land tried on that slipper, but it would fit none of them. All of their feet were too big. Finally, the heralds came to the house where Cinderella lived. The oldest stepsister tried the slipper on first, but it was impossible for her to get her foot in it. Her big toe was too big. The other sister got her toes inside, but her foot was too long and her heel stuck out. The slipper was still too small. Then Cinderella came out from behind the door where she had been standing out of sight. "May I try on the slipper?" she said softly. Her stepmother and stepsisters became very angry and were about to drive her away, but the herald stopped them. "No," he said. "The prince said every woman in the land must try on this slipper. Miss, will you please sit in that chair and we'll try on the slipper?" And wouldn't you know it, the glass slipper fit Cinderella perfectly. While everyone stood and stared in astonishment, Cinderella lifted from her pocket the other glass slipper and put it on her other foot. No sooner had she done this than her raggedy frock changed into the beautiful ball dress again, and she stood up before them all, that beautiful lady with whom the prince had fallen in love at the ball. Of course, the prince was overjoyed to find her again. They were married at once, amid great rejoicing. But as for those wicked stepsisters, they turned so jealous that they turned green with envy. They got uglier and uglier every day until they finally became so dreadfully ugly that nobody could even look at them. As for Cinderella, she became more and more beautiful and lived happily with her prince forever after. Cinderella, written by Charles Perrault in 1697. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Come visit us at the Columbia Public Library, where you can read more books about Cinderella, such as The Children's Book of Virtues by William J. Bennett, Walt Disney's Cinderella, The Masked Ball, Cinderella and Other Fairy Tale Adventures, a DVD, Can You See What I See? Once Upon a Time by Walter Wick, and What is a Princess? By Jennifer Liberts. Be sure to visit our website at columbiapubliclibrary.org or in person at 24 South 6th Street, Columbia, Pennsylvania. We hope to see you soon at the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await.